Amanda Wright podcast. This is your special time. You're listening to the official podcast of Amanda Wright. This is your special time. Sharing suggestions and insight for your happier, healthier, inspired life. I'm coming to you today from Perth in beautiful sunny Western Australia. Nobody wants anything from you right now, so tune in and enjoy this episode. You'll find me on www.hypnogenie.com.au and on all the podcast channels. Hypnogenie is spelled Hypnogenie. Amanda Wright Podcast. This is Reignite Your New Year's Resolution. I know it's February now, and this is often the time we need to reignite that New Year's resolution that we made. We make them many years. So let's spark some positive changes for you. Our New Year's resolution may include getting fit, losing weight, quitting smoking, drinking less alcohol maybe, eating less sweets, spending more time with your family and friends, traveling, relaxing, or so much more. There are so many things that we include each year in the hope that we will improve our ways and make happier, healthier habits for our life. Despite our best intentions, many of us struggle to follow through with our plans after the new year wears off. So February is a great time to reignite your New Year's resolution, and I'm going to tell you how to do it to actually make it succeed. So despite your best intentions and many others, there's been some research done that says about 45% of people who make resolutions were not successful, which means that more than half set a goal that they won't be able to fulfill. The good news is that today I'm going to give you some insights as to why this happens and some simple methods to help you make your goals stick. And while I'm thinking about it, would you please be sure to press like or share the fact that I'm doing this podcast with your friends? It's much more fun knowing that I've got an audience out there who's supporting me and helping me to make my New Year's resolution stick, which was to make this series of podcast. So, Amanda Wright Podcast, Greatest Expression of You. You can find it on my website too. Every week, I'll be giving you some free goodies to enhance your health and well-being, to ensure you can be the greatest expression of you. This week, it's my latest audio recording, a walking, waking mindfulness. And I'm hearing great things about its impact on motivation to move you and to get you moving in the new year. So let's get started on reigniting your New Year's resolution. We make New Year's resolutions hoping to spark change in our intentions. Our intentions are real. In our desire is real. Our need is real. All of these things are true. So why are the vast majority of our resolutions gone by this time? By about February, some people hang on a bit longer. Human beings are creatures of habit. And when the going gets tough, these resolutions get harder and harder to maintain. And we revert to our old trusted ways because they're comfortable. You see, we need to enlist the power of our subconscious mind, the 88% of our mind, to work with the conscious mind, the 12% to help us achieve our goal. When these two work together, you have a superpower. The role of the subconscious mind is to keep you in your comfort zone with all the habits that you've come to know and love And that's why it needs to have a really compelling reason to change, to do something different. So if you want to change habits, this can be stressful unless the subconscious mind is convinced and therefore rejected by the subconscious mind. The subconscious can present delays, doubts, obstacles, and we've all seen these, to keep you from getting that goal because it's not convinced. It doesn't have enough of a compelling reason or an emotional need to shift that's consistent. So the secret to success is to relax, relax, and relax. You may think this is strange, but this is the secret to success. By relaxing, you are able to put your goals into your subconscious mind and achieve them faster and without the stress or resistance. Once your body is relaxed, your mind can achieve a relaxed focus and is much more receptive. The reticular activating system, the filter between your conscious and your subconscious mind, is open and allows information to pass more easily between the two. The conscious mind is dealing with making the decisions to go for the goal, and then it reprograms it into the subconscious mind. In a relaxed state, the 88% of your mind. The subconscious is the repository for habits, memory, self-image, and personality. Once the two are working together in cooperation, you have 100% working for you to achieve those goals. So that's why I call it your superpower. The process of change doesn't occur on a superficial level through mere positive thinking. Many people think this is the case. It needs more. It involves exploring, discovering, relaxing, feeling, and imagining. That's how we make these things work. So let's do the preparation. Or shall I say, outline the process, so that when you're in a suitable, safe environment where you won't be disturbed, you will have the main ingredients to get you started. I say this because I often listen to podcasts when I'm driving, and we need you to be in a safe place where there's no risks. I want you to find a comfortable place where you can relax, undisturbed, to do this exercise, either seated or lying down. So the very first thing to do is deep breathing to create a safe, calm space. This is the easiest way to achieve this. Your intention is to start something new and fresh, and by doing these deep, long, slow breaths, it starts to give that signal that you're safe and secure and something new is about to happen. So take a long, slow, deep breath through your nose and take it all the way down into your belly and let it out with a sigh through your mouth. Do that a couple of times. It should be easy and effortless. Don't force it. This is about creating awareness of your breath and about creating calm. This helps to relax your vagus nerve that runs all the way through your body. So do this at least 3 more times, easily and effortlessly, and feel the change within your body as everything begins to slow down and relax. Now think of that something that you want, your New Year's resolution. It might be a circumstance in your life that you want to improve, or an event that you would like to happen. Many people I meet want to improve their health and well-being, because health is your greatest wealth. Sometimes it's more specific, like wanting to move more, increase exercise, improve body shape, fitness, improve your biomarkers for health, or feel happier in your own skin. All your resolutions may be about an event that you want to happen or an object that you desire. I don't know what they are, but you do. So bring that image clearly to your mind. I want you to easily imagine attaining and achieving that goal. See it as done. This is to help you set up your intention as a clear intention projected forward, moving towards the outcome that you so desire. Now return to your relaxing breathing, breathing deeply and slowly, easily and effortlessly. And scan through your body from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, thinking of relaxing every muscle along the way. Sometimes by picturing them, this is the best way. Think of that part of your body and ask it to relax. Sometimes it helps to say to yourself in your own mind, relax, relax, completely relax, allowing the tension in your body to be relaxed easily and naturally. Now, when you're deeply relaxed, with ease and grace, perhaps with a smile on your face so that it creates the feeling of ease and curiosity, imagine or just get a sense or a feeling of you achieving your New Year's resolution. Now see, sense and feel it as done. That's right. Achieved. And you are enjoying it. See yourself so pleased, so proud of the result. Really enjoy this positive feeling, the sense of accomplishment growing in you. Picture any details that enhance the experience and make it real for you. You may see or sense others around you enjoying your success as you use the power of your wonderful imagination to get the full picture of you. Create this ideal scene. It may take you a few moments to complete this ideal scene, but stay with it as long as it feels fun and uplifting. And be sure, when it's done, to thank your subconscious mind and your mind for cooperating, creating that 100%. Your subconscious, as I told you, is the source of your habits, memory, self-image, the 88% that will help you once it feels calm, safe, ready to be expansive and relaxed. And when you're ready to return to that relaxing breathing, breathe a couple more of those long, slow, deep breaths, and ever so gently, opening your eyes. I hope you've enjoyed this today. I encourage you to practice this yourself. This will help you to reignite your New Year's resolution. Let me repeat, do this only in a place where it's safe to do so. And if you would like to enjoy an in-person, deeper relaxation session with me, or a session to supercharge your New Year's resolution one-to-one, make your New Year's resolution and get it to stick, be sure to get in touch with me. I'm at www.hypnogenie, spelled hypnogenie.com.au, Amanda Wright. It's been fun creating this podcast and sharing my way of being the greatest expression of me. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your feedback. Amanda Wright Podcast. This is your special time. Thanks for listening to this official podcast of Amanda Wright. This is your special time. I hope you've enjoyed our time together, of me sharing suggestions and insights for you, for your happier, healthier, inspired life. Have a fabulous week, feeling absolutely fantastic, better than you felt in ages. And be sure to tune in next time. You'll find me on www.hypnogenie.com.au and on all the podcast channels.